The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
That's right. I am dangerous.
He's awake, not woke. He may be small in stature, but he's big on opinion. Welcome to the Christian Garrick Show.
Wait till they get a load of me.
He's a patriot, a marine, semper fi. Jump in the fighting hole with Christian at 504-556-9696. And now, here's Christian. Here
I come again. Hey now, Semper Fi. Good afternoon, recruits. Welcome into the Christian Garrick Show here on this Wednesday afternoon on WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com, and also on the Mixler app. You can join the program on our JPSO phone lines at 504-556-9696. Join the JPSO family. Go to JPSOjobs.com to apply. JPSO is hiring correctional officers, patrol deputies, and dispatchers. This hour of my show is brought to you by DTS Appliance Direct. Buy where the builders buy at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to big box stores when you need a new appliance. Call the America First Patriots over at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grills, Z-Line, and many more. Go check out their beautiful showroom in St. Bernard Parish in Chalmette, 3240 Paris Road. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. Mention KG, you'll get a free delivery. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. Bud Light's troubles now spiraling out of control with a dip in sales. The boycott against Bud Light has been going on for about 2 months now since they endorsed transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney's 365 Days of Being a Girl. Normally, you might have expected such a thing to kind of wane over time. But no, if anything, it seems to be deepening and getting worse. It's held fast through Memorial Day weekend with a lot of supply left on the shelves and in the aisles, despite Bud Light even offering it for sale essentially for free. And that doesn't spell good news for Bud Light and its parent company, Anheuser-Busch, which was trying to use Memorial Day as a marker to see if they can pull back any of the customers they had lost. Apparently, they have not. The numbers that are out there through the week ending in May 20th truly spell big trouble for Bud Light if they had hope to pull out of the spiral. Sales are now down a whopping 30%. The sales volume of Bud Light dropped 29.5% in the week ending in May 20th as compared to the same period last year, according to data provided to Newsweek by Bump Williams Consulting and Nielsen IQ. And this data showed that the sales revenue dropped 25.7% in the same period. The nearly 30% drop marks another increase in losses week to week since the boycott gained traction back in April. And Bud Light sales have dropped 28.4% from last year for the week ending in May 13th. Year to year, you're seeing the numbers really plummet. Bud Light lost 24% of its sales, and Budweiser fell 10.5% in their 4 weeks ending May 20th, according to the data. Anheuser-Busch struggled with losses from its other products as well, such as Michelob Ultra, which fell 6.8% for the week ending in May 13th. Its competitors, such as Coors Light, Miller Lite, and others, have seen sales increase of 16.9% and 15.1% over the same period. Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch is in free fall. They even tried to flip the script by doing a partnership with Harley-Davidson and running a Mandalay commercial. Not surprising, though, it didn't stick. How bad is it for Bud Light? Not only have they lost 30%, they're also endangering their status as the number one brand. And Modelo, their chief competitor, looks to capitalize on that, I'm sure. And the precipitous drop has narrowed the gap in sales between Bud Light and the nearest rival, Modelo Especial, which saw its sales surge 9.2% for the week ending in May 20th, according to Bump Williams Consulting and Nielsen data. Anheuser-Busch owns Modelo outside of the United States, but inside the U.S., it's owned by Constellation Brands. So Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch aren't getting the money if you buy Modelo here in the United States. Yuengling has also done very well in the wake of the Bud Light fiasco. Yuengling bills itself as America's oldest brewery. Their sales soar by a whopping 47.6% and a larger spike by 32% for the four-week period ended that May 20th, according to data. The problem for Bud Light is that there's so many alternatives, it makes for an easy boycott, and there doesn't appear to be any end in sight, and that's a good thing. They need to feel pain. Right to our JPSO phone lines, we find Matthew. Join the JPSO family. Go to jpsojobs.com to apply. JPSO is hiring correctional officers, patrol deputies, and dispatchers. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Hello, Christian. So, if I could divert to something going on in the Louisiana Senate, I was talking to my senator, Kirk Talbot, about this, but his legislative assistant isn't answering the phone, and the voicemail box is full. There's a rule called Senate Rule 13.11, where any two senators can get a bill discharged from a committee that has shelved it. This includes that bill that they were trying to get passed to prevent quote-unquote gender-affirming surgery from being done in the state of Louisiana. And so, I put that out there for your listeners to call their state senators, if it isn't Kirk Talbot, and let them know that they can get that bill discharged onto the floor of the Senate where it will pass.
Very well. I agree, Matthew.
There's another issue that is...
Did you see, Matthew, where the World Health Organization is promoting masturbation for children under 4 years old? Can't make it up.
That's better than... Well, yeah, but that's better than some of the other stuff they promote, so... I'm not going to talk about my early childhood. But... The other thing I wanted to bring up was I got my insurance renewal, and it's $5,000 and change for a 1,700 square foot house in Metairie.
That's the thing that Jeff Stern from UNO professor on insurance, and he kind of forecasted this. He said you're going to be facing super high premiums, or you're going to see some outward migration for folks that are just going to sell their house and go to a different part of the state or a different part of the country because they can't afford the insurance premiums. And I think Jeff was right.
Well, or they're going to have to do a massive downsizing. Like, I don't know how much a double wide costs in St. James Parish, but thinking about it. but it's just, wow. And one last thing, and this is kind of more of a broader, big picture, societal thing. We see all these weird and bizarre contortions going on and these things that we consider to be extremely immoral. It occurs to me that some people have a different definition of morals and morality than we do, and they think what they're doing is perfectly moral. But I'd like to throw this out there, the old Heinleinist definition of morality. that which enables your society or the polity to continue and grow is moral. That which causes it to shrink and not grow is immoral. What do you think?
Matthew, I do think that there are a different set of morals for different people in this country. Just go look at the Progressive Left Party and Democratic Party. They're the most hypocritical when they start talking about morality or morals in any way. But yeah, look, I try to hold myself to some moral standards. I think a lot of Americans try to do that. I think it's important.
But the thing about the left is they're winning by conversion.
Well, they think that they're winning by conversion. The numbers, I don't know that I think that they're winning. I think that they're winning by bullying and cramming things down our throats that I think Americans are starting to wake up to. They're starting to wake up to and say, "Hey, oh, no, we're not doing this anymore." I mean, just like, I don't know. Look, I'm not a big rap music fan, but there's a song, I'm going to play it later on today, a hysterical rap song that's boycotting the Target chains. It's a rap song, and it's on the top of the charts. It's like the number one downloaded song on iTunes, and it just goes to show you, and these are conservative rappers, and it just goes to show you there are more of them than the left and in the mainstream media would want us to believe. Conservative thinking people, conservative minded, traditional American values, traditional Christian values. Matthew, I'm up against the clock. I have to run. Thank you for the call.
All right,
I will step away and come back. We're just getting started here on the Christian Garrick Show on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com, and also on the Mixler and TuneIn apps. Our JPSO phone lines are open, 504-556-9696. Join the JPSO family. Go to JPSOjobs.com to apply. JPSO is hiring correctional officers, phone deputies, and dispatchers. This is the Christian Garrick Show on WGSO.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
Taste of Tokyo, 10-16-0 Jefferson Highway, River Ridge, Louisiana. Among other Japanese cuisine places to visit, this restaurant can be one of the best. Good salmon, broth, and sushi will impress you at the first bite. Taste tasty cheesecake and good ice cream to form your opinion about Taste of Tokyo. Visit this place and order delicious wine. If you enjoy great tea, you'll love Taste of Tokyo. The cozy atmosphere makes guests feel relaxed and everyone seems to be having a good time. According to Google Review, pricing is excellent and the staff is considered attentive and patient. I suggest trying the beef tataki, pepper tuna sashimi, Playboy roll in soy paper, and the sunshine roll. It tastes and feels like you're in Hawaii. Enjoy Taste of Tokyo on Jefferson Highway.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com. Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
The Christian Garrick Show, where free speech is not just encouraged, it's defended. Call Christian, 504-556-9696.
All right, back here on the show. JPSO phone lines are open at 504-556-9696. Join the JPSO family. Go to jpsojobs.com to apply. JPSO is hiring correctional officers, patrol deputies, and dispatchers. So like Bud Light, the Los Angeles Dodgers didn't see what was coming. And it remains to be seen if the team is going to get plowed by a freight train like Bud Light or a smart car or something in the middle. But a lot of Catholics and Christians are not happy with the franchise, including some of their own players and MLB players. Just about every team and every pro sport has a pride night. But most don't honor a vile group like the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which is explicitly anti-Catholic and pretty darned explicit in general. They're not looking for equity or acceptance. They exist to shock and mock. Not really the kind of organization that collects good citizen awards, unless it's from like-minded shockers and mockers. And in honoring the Sisters, the Dodgers declared the franchise like-minded, but not all of them are. Clayton Kershaw, the team's ace left-hander, didn't agree with the decision to honor the Sisters and was the first to speak out. He told the LA Times, "I don't agree with making fun of other people's religions. It has nothing to do with anything other than that." So he was the one to announce the Dodgers would have a faith and family night. And he admitted the timing of the announcement was Dodger damage control. He added, "Yes, it was in response to the highlighting of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence." Another Major League Baseball player spoke out yesterday. Nationals right-hander Trevor Williams tweeted a statement. He wrote, "As a devout Catholic, I'm deeply troubled by the Dodgers' decision to reinvite and honor the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence at their Pride Night this year. To invite and honor a group that makes a blatant and deeply offensive mockery of my religion and the religion of over 4 million people in Los Angeles County alone undermines the values of respect and inclusivity that should be upheld by any organization." Pretty right on. He went on to say, "Creating an environment in which one group feels celebrated at the expense of another is counterproductive." He pointed out the Dodgers were violating their own discrimination policy, and it seems the Dodgers have made an exception to that policy in this case, end quote. You think? This group is blatant anti-somebody and something, and if the target weren't Catholics or Christians, no professional sports organization would have anything to do with the Sisters. I think it's essential for the Dodgers to reconsider their association with this group and strive to create an inclusive environment that does not demean or disrespect the religious beliefs of any fan or any employee. Now, I don't really care too much about Major League Baseball in general, but this is clearly discrimination. I mean, these folks are evil. The Sisterhood of Perpetual Indulgence. They are anti-everything. In particular, they mock your religion, your faith. And yet the Dodgers are going to hitch their wagon to them as if there's nothing wrong, as if we're stupid, as if we don't already know this. And even their own ace pitcher, Clayton Kershaw, is calling them out on it, as he should. Other Major League Baseball players are upset by it also. This is not about inclusivity. This is evil personified. And the Dodgers are okay with it. They invited them, then they disinvited them because of blowback, and then there was blowback on the fact that they disinvited them, or uninvited them, I should say, and now they re-invited them. these big corporations and these big sports franchises need to stay out of it. And I'm not talking about shut up and dribble, but stay out of this nonsense. Stay out of hitching your wagon to groups that attack religion and mock those that are practicing Catholics or Christians. What benefit does that do your organization? And I want to know the conversations that are being had at the board levels of these big institutions or these big companies and these pro sports franchises. Oh yeah, let's see if we can get Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to honor Pride Night. And nobody said, no, that's probably a bad idea. And like nobody said that. I mean, who's running the show? It's just like Bud Light. Oh, we didn't know. That's what they tried to eventually say. Then they tried to pin it on a marketing firm, an out-of-state marketing firm. And we all know that's a lie. The Dodgers are going to do something similar. And they're going to expect us to believe some sort of tale or story that's not factual. All the while, they're going to try to pass on this Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence as some sort of Pride Night celebration, and that they're justified in being there. It's pretty sick. Coming up after the news, Thomas LeDuc, a.k.a. Duke, from RedState.com will join us. Also, as a business owner, are you frustrated with the money you're wasting on advertising? Dan started his company because he was tired seeing business owners waste advertising dollars, and Dan knows it's a waste because you see your advertising as an expense. Dan will show you how to make your advertising a profit center, not an expense. And if you spend $10,000 to $20,000 a month on advertising, then you got to call Dan. Visit GottaCallDan.com. Dan only works with one business in any given category. Find out if your category is still available. Call Dan Glaviano, 504-458-9113. Got to call Dan, 504-458-9113, or visit GottaCallDan.com.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
Protecting, serving, and caring about the people of Jefferson Parish, it's a job the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office takes seriously. Whether patrolling our streets, responding to citizens in need, or working behind the scenes to solve a case, the JPSO takes pride in keeping our parish safe. The JPSO is now hiring deputies, 911 dispatchers, and correctional officers. Make a difference in the community. Join the JPSO family. Visit jpsojobs.com today.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. It.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. We have our first attack ad in the governor's race. A group supporting Republican candidate Stephen Wagaspak claims in a TV and radio spot that Jeff Landry, the perceived frontrunner in the governor's race, has been soft on crime during his time as Attorney General.
As Louisiana's top law enforcement official, Jeff Landry has failed us. Murder, rape, carjackings. Under Landry's watch, Louisiana is now the most dangerous state in America.
A super PAC called Reboot Louisiana produced the ad. The Landry campaign responded by announcing endorsements from 8 sheriffs and district attorneys. The statewide average for a gallon of regular gasoline is $3.13, $1.10 cheaper than the same time last year. AAA fuel analyst Don Redmond says crude oil prices are under $70 a barrel, and that translates to better prices for the consumer.
By the time we got into June last year, mid-June, we were at the historic high of $4.56 a gallon. I don't foresee anything like that this year.
Louisiana Radio Network.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
For the first time in a long time, Baldwin Subaru in Covington is fully stocked with new Subarus on the lot. With such a large selection, our product specialists are here to help you choose the perfect Subaru. Plus, take advantage of our spring sales event with savings on select models like Subaru Ascent, WRX, and Outback. Check them out on the web, BaldwinSubaru.com. That's BaldwinSubaru.com. Or give them a call, 985-892-2203. That's 985-892-2203. 2203. See you soon at Baldwin Subaru in Covington, proudly serving the community since 1950. Has your homeowner's insurance been canceled? Are you insured with or getting quotes from another new in business insurance company that you've never heard of? At Stern Insurance Agency, we are able to write home and auto policies with the strength of national insurance companies. The problem-solving folks at Stern Insurance Agency have been proudly serving Louisiana for almost 4 decades. Get peace of mind, value for your money, and quality customer service. Call Stern Insurance Agency, 504-738-AUTO. That's 504-738-2886. 504-738-2886.
Every day, Crime Stopper seeks anonymous crime tips to help law enforcement apprehend criminals. But they also do something more by stepping up and fighting with crime victims for the justice they deserve. Victims and their families come to Crime Stoppers to help promote their cases to the public. Law enforcement also seeks Crime Stoppers help. Crime Stoppers not only post cash rewards, but manage the tips provided, advocating on the victim's behalf. If you are a victim, you are never alone. Please reach out to Crime Stoppers at crimestoppersgno.org.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Welcome back to the Christian Garrick Show. Pro-American conversation happens here. Speak freely and call Christian at 504-556-9696.
All right, back here on the Christian Garrick Show. Our JPSO phone lines are open at 504-556-9696. Patty, do we have Thomas LeDuc ready? Just text me when you can. Again, our JPSO phone lines are open at 504-556-9696. One of my favorite sites, as you guys have heard me talk about quite often, is redstate.com. That's red meat for conservatives, and they do a great job of covering everything across the board when it comes to politics, debt ceiling, culture, you name it, they're all over at redstate.com. 504-556-9696. By the way, I wanted to touch on the Saints bringing in John Gruden to help Derek Carr kind of settle in. And during the organized team activities, the team decided to bring back Derek Carr's old coach from the Raiders and John Gruden. And you may remember John Gruden. He was fired from the Raiders amidst a made-up hit piece alleging racism. Gruden is a Super Bowl-winning coach and still very respected around the league. Now, I'll give the Saints a little credit here. This move was intentional, and the team likely knew there could be some backlash. And they did it anyway. So for that, I applaud them for not being afraid to operate their business regardless of what the wokesters might say about it. Most companies or organizations wouldn't be caught having a conversation with John Gruden because of the perception around him. He's a racist, so they say and allege. The Saints don't care about wokesters. That's a good thing. It's also interesting that the woke mob has decided to leave the Saints alone about Gruden. Is that because he's not in a position of prominence? Perhaps. Maybe the woke mob only attacks those that are on top. That's a fact. The woke mob always goes after the folks that are on top. Go look at Drew Brees a few years ago. The reality is the wokesters only target those that are incredibly famous and at the top of their game, whatever game that may be. They're obsessed with winners and success, so much so they actively focus on them and to take them down only out of, I think, envy and fear, to be honest with you. All right, we'll get to our guest here. Thomas LeDuc, a.k.a. Duke from RedState.com. Thomas, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for the invite. And let me say, I've got to say this sincerely because I have friends up here in Michigan, the Great Lakes State, that are Marines, and they tell me to do this with extreme care and sincerity. Semper Fi, sir.
Semper Fi, you bet.
I don't want to mess with the Marines. I can just tell you that much. I don't want to get I don't want to get it wrong with my friends that might be listening up here. And you know, if I get it wrong, then next time I'm out at one of the fine eating and drinking establishments here in Michigan, I could get in trouble.
Thomas, I appreciate that. Thank you. It's an homage. You know, I had a listener ask me, is it okay for a non-Marine to greet a Marine with Semper Fi? And I'm not one of these stuck-up Marines. I think it's an homage and it's a salute. And hey, that's just your acknowledgement of you know, my service, which is appreciated.
I've asked my friends the same thing, and they say it doesn't bother them either. They appreciate the acknowledgement.
Yeah, and I sign on and off the air every day with Semper Fi. So yeah. It's great to hear. Thomas, again, thanks for joining us. You guys do such great work over at RedState.com. It's one of my favorite sites to go to as I'm preparing for this show. And you got there's so many different topics on there. And I want to start with one you wrote about the debt ceiling. And basically the headline is debt deal, vote secret. The real fight will be in the Senate, not the House of Representatives. Why is that?
Well, you know, the House basically initiates the spending portion of things generally. You know, there are some things that are exempt. But the Speaker of the House negotiated this with the President. And, you know, they announced that on Saturday night, which was adorable because most of the country was totally tuned out by then. And basically, the Speaker, even though there's only a 5 or 6 seat lead, he knows that even though you have the Freedom Caucus, which might be 25 to 30 people, may all decide to bolt, you'll still have the vast majority of Republicans vote for it. And the President, who's negotiated this, and the Dems are getting a lot of what they want, he's going to put it over the top. So even if they just pass it by one vote, the Speaker, we watched this with Nancy Pelosi, you know, when she was Speaker. The Speaker has a lot of power in the House. The Senate, it's a little more flexible because of the rules there. And in the article that you cited there, I think this is really going to be a show, you know, to put it like that, where Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Rand Paul are going to be able to at least force a conversation of what the country is heading for here. I mean, can you wrap your mind around $32 trillion in debt, what, you know, we have right now, and we're raising it to another $2 trillion. And if you raise the debt limit, they're going to spend it. It isn't like it's, oh, you know, hey, we'll do this over 10 years. They'll do this over 10 months if you let them. So the Senate is where the fight is going to be. And I'm a political nerd, Christian, and I grew up watching C-SPAN because I was a skinny little kid here in Michigan and got beat up a lot. So I watched C-SPAN, and I got to tell you, I'm geeked. I am so geeked for this because I'm really expecting some fiscal conservatives in the Senate to really drag it out. It'll probably end up passing, but at least for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, there'll be a focus in the media and on social media about what is actually being debated. And in my opinion, this debate is long overdue.
Great stuff. Let's shift gears a little bit. What do you make of Donald Trump's attacks on Ron DeSantis? And some of them seem to be silly. Some of them just seem to be a little desperate, to be honest with you. And look, I'm a Donald Trump supporter. I voted for him twice.
Right.
But it's just looking, there's times where he just looks silly.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Truth Social hit that he did on his former press secretary. I know, I forget which one of my colleagues over at Red State wrote about that. And let me just circle back real quick and say, I'm very honored and lucky to write with the people at Red State because, I mean, there's just so much content and people way smarter and wiser than I that are doing some great work. So I always love to hear people appreciating the site. I didn't vote for Donald Trump in 2016, and it wasn't because I was never Trump or anything. I am a pro-life person, straight up and down. And I kind of thought, I've heard this song and dance from a New York Republican before. Turned out that he's the most pro-life president in my lifetime, more so than George W. Bush, more so than Ronald Reagan. Him going after Planned Parenthood and actually defunding them with federal dollars, I never thought I'd see that in my lifetime. Or Roe v. Wade overturned, and that was because of the judges that he picked. So I didn't vote for him in 2016, so I can't say that. 2020 is a different matter, but you don't attack the people that you do not fear. And Ron DeSantis, they had that announcement last week on Twitter, and a lot of people kind of got on it about, you know, it crashed and everything and such. When it got up and going, I know I got a lot of friends in Florida. You probably do, too. I mean, you folks are down in that neck of the woods, really. Ron DeSantis is a policy wonk. And I got to tell you, he's going to be able to go up on a stage that he's on with Donald Trump, and Trump's going to break it down, simplify it for people. He's going to be, you know, a little bit of a smart you-know-what. And he fears that. And when you fear something, you attack it and you lash out. And when you know it's not going to be quote-unquote physical, you know, that's how you do it. And that's why Donald Trump was so huge on Twitter, was because, you know, he would just fire up. And I got to tell you, I've talked to some of my colleagues at Red State, friends of radio and what have you, every one of us would always go, man, if I was his press secretary, if I was one of his chiefs of staff, I'd be grabbing his phone, wouldn't let him on Twitter. But that was part of the fun of him, the unpredictable, him being unpredictable. And he just can't stop himself. And that he's attacking one of the most successful governors. I got to tell you, I live in a blue state. People think it's purple. It's not. It's a deep blue state. And in 2000, when George W. Bush and Al Gore at the Hanging Chads, Florida was a little bit of a blue state trending into purple. Ron DeSantis back in November won by 20 points. He took the whole state. He added people. And Donald Trump hasn't had that type of power or coattails. And that's why I think he fears him.
Yeah, look, he's not attacking anybody else. There's five? six candidates, a handful at least, and he's the only one he's attacking is Ron DeSantis, and that was even before he officially jumped right in the race. So clearly he sees Ron DeSantis, not Nikki Haley, not Tim Scott or others, as his biggest threat to the GOP nomination.
Oh, he congratulated Tim Scott.
Right. Right.
Wait a minute.
Right.
You know, you congratulated Tim Scott. Fine. You know, let's go and have a discussion of the ideas. I wrote this in one of my pieces last week or what have you. It's just the whole notion that in a nation of only 330 million people, and we are a two-party system, what, only two people can run on each side or three people? I think that's ridiculous. Now, do I understand what happened in 2016 is probably going to happen again? Yeah. Do I think that Ron DeSantis and those Navy whites, you know, with the beautiful wife and the kids and everything and such is a great photo opportunity or it looks great next to Donald Trump, you know, eat a Big Mac, which I'd eat a Big Mac with him. I don't have any problem with that. I think that we need that comparison. We need a debate on where the country is going. You've heard this. I've heard this a thousand times. You know, this is the most important election. I believe that more than I've ever believed that in my life. 2024 is the most important election.
Thomas LeDuc, a.k.a. Duke from RedState.com. I completely agree. It's the election of my lifetime, that's for sure. Maybe even the lifetime of the country. Can you sit tight? I got to take a break. Can you sit tight, Thomas?
Absolutely. I'm not going anywhere. We have no fun in Michigan.
All right. Thomas LeDuc will reconvene our conversation with him when we return, a.k.a. Duke, RedState.com. You got to check out his work, also the work of his colleagues. They do some really, really good stuff, great content over at RedState.com. Again, one of my favorite sites to go to, just trying to kind of get educated a little bit and get some preparation done for my show. This is the Christian Garrick Show here on WGSO.
Am I the only one?
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grills, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
Hey, it's Christian. I know you like guns as much as I do, and I want to tell you about my friends at C&S Gun Parlor in Covington. C&S Gun Parlor offers new and used firearms, ammo equipment, optics, suppressors, and accessories. Check them out at cnsgunparlor.com or give them a call, 985-888-6866. That's 985-888-6866. Go check out their large and cool inventory at 360 Emerald Forest Boulevard, Suite I in Covington, located by Sonic and Walmart on 190. C&S Gun Park.
Headed down the bayou, go see Tiwi's on the Bayou at Campos Marina. Tiwi's on the Bayou has you covered with boat snacks, fishing tackle, live bait, and more. Tiwi's on the Bayou, their kitchen offers you a chance to chow down before or after your fishing trip. Open Thursday through Sunday, 5 a.m. to 8 p.m., rain or shine. You got to try the fried pork chop sandwich. So good. Give Tiwi's on the Bayou a call, 504-439-4812. Tiwi's on the Bayou, 504-439-4812.
Spud here. ABZ Title can do 95% of what the DMV can do. Don't need an appointment. Average wait time's only 7 minutes. We are scary fast. ABZ Title is a locally owned public tag agency who's been serving you for 30 years. Your driver's license, your real ID, your title, your registration. We do it all, and we do it scary fast. Some locations even open on Saturday. To find an ABZ Title office nearest you, go to scaryfast.com. And leave a message when you call, because we'd return calls scary fast, too.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries. But for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Protecting, serving, and caring about the people of Jefferson Parish, it's a job the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office takes seriously. Whether patrolling our streets, responding to citizens in need, or working behind the scenes to solve a case, the JPSO takes pride in keeping our parish safe. The JPSO is now hiring deputies, 911 dispatchers, and correctional officers. Make a difference in the community. Join the JPSO family. Visit jpsojobs.com today.
You're locked into the Christian Garrick Show, pro-American conversation happens here. Speak freely at 504-556-9696. Now, here's Christian Garrick.
All right, back with Thomas LeDuc, a.k.a. Duke from RedState.com. And, Thomas, I wanted to ask you, you know, Bud Light, Target, other companies, Bunny, I don't know if you knew this, but Bunny Plantation is now the bread. Bunny Plantation is now Bunny Old Fashioned. We saw A&W Root Beer decide to put jeans on a bear because it was offensive. I guess my question is, like, when are these major corporations and the Dodgers, you know, with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence for Pride Night? I mean, it goes on and on and on. When are these big companies and these big sports organizations going to understand? Most of Americans don't want to hear this. They don't want it. They don't want it.
Well, let me just, before I answer your question, during the commercial break, I heard about that fried pork chop sandwich, and I wrote it down. Next time I'm down there, that sound, I just was like, oh my Lord, that sounds delicious. These corporations, it is so funny that they get pressured behind the scenes to do these type of things. And they go, oh, geez, all right. I guess most people accept this now. The point you brought up about the A&W root beer bear, it's like, you better put pants on the bear, but let's teach the kids in five, six, 7 years old to pull their pants down and say, I'm not really a boy, even though, you know, I've got this. It's ridiculous. But I hope that the example with Bud Light, evidently that was, you know, crossing a threshold. And now I'm hoping that pressure stays up. I just said this morning on my little Facebook thing that I do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, is that Target's really the big challenge for me, because, I mean, what do people do? I mean, almost every woman I know, you know, they love going to Target. So is this going to last throughout to Thanksgiving? To Christmas? Are Target sales going to be down 10-15% from, you know, the previous quarter or the same time last year? If that actually happens and they still feel the pain in, like, retail there, then you are going to have a tsunami change. And there are a number of other organizations, you know, that you could have listed off there. So hopefully they're not listening to the background conversation anymore and just immediately go, well, we better do this because, you know, June 1st is the beginning of, Pride Month and everything. And, most Americans just want to live and let live. They don't want to be bothered by this stuff. But when you're constantly pounded with it, and if you don't get up and, quote-unquote, salute to this and get on board with everything, and then all of a sudden I'm a homophobe, I'm transphobic and everything. It's like, you know, cut it out. It's ridiculous. I didn't even like Bud Light, and now I just dislike them even more because, you know, the whole nonsense that they did, and you see how quick they're backtracking, like a Fred Flintstone cartoon with the sound of the backpedaling with the feet and everything. They can't move backwards fast enough on that.
And I don't know if you may have heard where we were getting you on, Thomas, before we got you on. I was talking about the Saints, and they brought in John Gruden, who I'm sure you remember. You may or may not be a sports fan, but he was fired from the Raiders, and I think it's kind of good. Yeah, I think it's kind of good that they have at least embraced, and nobody from the woke got involved and intervened there. And I think the Saints said, "Hey, we don't care what you think," and they're doing what's best for their team. And I think it's an example that other companies should follow.
Football still is one of those things that they've had controversy. I mean, with the Colin Kilpatrick thing, but people still want to watch it. Yeah, I mean, they had a slight dip in viewership, and it came right back. Like, you know, what, 2 months later, people still love.
Yeah,
football.
It's just it's too good of a product. I guess I didn't ask the question the right way. My point is that John Gruden was fired for what was a hit piece about racism, and the Saints brought him in to help their new quarterback. And I think that I think it's crazy that I would say it this way, but it's kind of brave to do that these days because
yeah.
the fear of cancel culture.
Yeah, you know, John Gruden has proven over, what, a 30-year career, you know, he's a hell of a coach. He was a really good announcer. Anytime that he was doing announcing or breaking down, I was going to learn something. And so it totally makes sense for the Saints to bring him in. I mean, why wouldn't you? All right, and I'm glad they did.
Yeah, I know I threw you a bit of a curveball there, but nonetheless, you hit it out the park. Thomas LeDuc, a.k.a. Duke from RedState.com. Listen, I really enjoyed the conversation today, and I look forward to having you guys on. We're gonna have folks from Red State on every Wednesday on my show, but in particular, Thomas, you were great. We appreciate it.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate it. You're going to have some great conversations with my colleagues also, and they may not be as semi-witty as me, but by gosh, they're a heck of a lot smarter, I'll tell you that much.
They do a really good job. The content on RedState.com, like I've said before, is something else. It's pretty compelling stuff. I love reading it.
Thanks for the time. Take care.
All right. Thomas LeDuc, a.k.a. Duke from RedState.com. 1 hour nearly in the books. One more to go. Coming up next hour, our JPSO phone lines are open. Join the JPSO family. 504-556-9696. Go to jpsojobs.com to apply. JPSO is hiring correctional officers, patrol deputies, and dispatchers. Next hour, Andrew Cuomo and Donald Trump. Kind of joining forces. That another one from RedState.com. We'll talk about that as well. And this is something that I think is important to talk about. We touched on a little bit just now with Duke about Donald Trump's attack on Kayleigh McEnany. It just doesn't make sense. He just does some things that you look at and go, what are you doing? Now, is this a really good campaign so far for him? We'll talk about that next. This is the Christian Garrick Show here on WGSO.
Places my city had been pulled down, reduced to parking spaces. Hey, oh, where to go, Ohio?
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
Protecting, serving, and caring about the people of Jefferson Parish, it's a job the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office takes seriously. Whether patrolling our streets, responding to citizens in need, or working behind the scenes to solve a case, the JPSO takes pride in keeping our parish safe. The JPSO is now hiring deputies, 911 dispatchers, and correctional officers. Make a difference in the community. Join the JPSO family. Visit jpsojobs.com today.
Hi, this is State Treasurer John Schroeder with an important message. $4.4 million of unclaimed property checks are going out to citizens across the state as a result of a data match with the Louisiana Department of Revenue. We do this annually, and each year about 20% of those checks go uncashed. If you get a check in the mail from the Louisiana Department of Treasury Unclaimed Property Program, cash it. It's real. It's your money, Louisiana. For more information, go to LATreasury.com.
Hey, it's Christian. If you're like me and don't own a boat but still like to fish, call my guy, Captain Jimmy Corley with Waterfowl Specialist. Maybe you got a big client coming to town. Captain Jimmy is the guide I use to entertain. Waterfowl Specialist will hunt just about anything in the water. Gators, ducks, fish. Call Captain Jimmy Corley with Waterfowl Specialist, 504-258-4431, or online at waterfowlspecialist.com. Call Captain Jimmy Corley, 504-258-4431. That's 504-258-4431.
It's Jeff Cruer. Join me weekdays from 7 to 11 a.m. for Ringside Politics, right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson.
It's easy to find reasons to vote against this compromise bill because it's got something that everybody doesn't like.
But Connecticut Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton says the other choice is a horrible choice.
The alternative, pushing our country into a catastrophic default, is terrible for everybody.
Still, several Democrats on the far left plan to vote no when the debt ceiling and spending rollback bill comes to the House floor tonight. So do several far-right Republicans, like Arizona's Andy Biggs. He tells Fox News,
I don't view this as a victory for us. I view this as kind of a very, as I said yesterday, it's a monstrosity. I think it's a real problem and will be a continuing problem for us.
The Treasury Secretary says without a debt ceiling increase, the federal government will begin defaulting on bills by Monday. Utah Republican Congressman Chris Stewart says he's stepping down because of his wife's health issues. Stewart has served Utah's 2nd District for 10 years. Yet another name will enter the GOP presidential race. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will launch his campaign next week during a town hall in New Hampshire. And here's a sign that former Vice President Mike Pence may be close to joining the fight. He's canceled a planned appearance at next week's Georgia State Republican Convention. The party chair says Pence is planning a town hall at which he will announce his future plans. Oklahoma's Supreme Court says a woman has the inherent right to terminate a pregnancy if her life is in danger. This in the court striking down two anti-abortion bills as unconstitutional. One person is dead after an explosion at a power plant outside Houston. A boiler exploded at that plant in Franklin, Texas. And crews in Davenport, Iowa will not demolish an apartment building just yet, as five people remain missing after the structure partially collapsed last week. The mayor says they believe two of the missing might be in the rubble. This is USA News.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Police in Millburn, New Jersey are searching for two suspects in a terrifying attack on a mailman earlier this month.
The mail carrier, whose name has not been released, was chased, jumped, and punched by two men while delivering the mail midday May 12th. He flagged down a car for help. The letter carrier told police his attackers were lying in wait and got what they were after.
They took the arrow key.
That's the key for the blue post office boxes around Millburn. The mailman had been on the job for just 2 days. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
The youngest and one of the last surviving members of the cult led by Charles Manson is closer to getting out of prison on parole. Leslie Van Houten admitted to taking part in one of the Manson cult's murders in 1969. She served 54 years of a life sentence. California Governor Gavin Newsom has blocked Van Houten's parole in the past, saying the 73-year-old is still dangerous. An appeals court's now reversed Newsom's
disturbance in the Gulf is shifting further east, with moisture that's produced thunderstorms the past couple of days shifts further east. As a result, a limited chance of isolated afternoon storms today, tomorrow, and Friday. Partly cloudy each afternoon. Today's 80s, lower to low 70s and 60s tonight. Tomorrow afternoon, back into the middle 80s with an isolated afternoon storm. Partly cloudy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Stray storm each afternoon goes to highs near 90.
Ralph Sanji, WGF. So, Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, June 3rd, 9 to 5. Sunday, June 4th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Saturday and Sunday, June 3rd, June 4th, at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
That's right. I am dangerous.
He's awake, not woke. He may be small in stature, but he's big on opinion. Welcome to the Christian Garrick Show.
Wait till they get a load of me.
He's a patriot, a marine, Semper Fi. Jump in the fighting hole with Christian at 504-556-9696. And now, here's Christian.
Hey now, and Semper Fi, good afternoon, recruits. Welcome into hour two of the Christian Garrick Show on WGSO on this Wednesday afternoon. You can join our program, Jump in the Fighting Hole, on our JPSO phone lines at 504-556-9696. Join the JPSO family. Go to jpsojobs.com to apply. JPSO is hiring correctional officers, patrol deputies, and dispatchers. This hour of my show is brought to you by DTS Appliance Direct. Buy where the builders buy, and that is at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call the America First Patriots at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. Go check out their beautiful showroom, 3240 Paris Road in Chalmette. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. Make sure you mention KG. You'll get free delivery. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. We were talking with Duke last hour with redstate.com about some of the things that Donald Trump is doing along his campaign trail now. And it looks like he and Andrew Cuomo are joining forces. So more desperation, I think, from Donald Trump about Ron DeSantis. And DeSantis has only been in the presidential race for a week, and things are already getting pretty absurd. In one of the odder moments of the campaign, Donald Trump lashed out at DeSantis yesterday, asserting that the state of New York had a better COVID response and outcome than Florida. Well, here's the problem with Trump's assertion. It's obvious to anyone knowledgeable about COVID-19 and the pandemic, Florida has a higher population than New York. Thus, you would expect the Sunshine State to have more overall deaths. I mean, that's especially true if you believe, as most conservatives do, that the mitigation measures like lockdowns and such did little to nothing to stem the tide of COVID-19. I firmly believe that. In other words, my view has been for a long time the right thing to do regarding COVID was not to stay locked down, to ditch ineffective mask mandates, saving the economy and the minds of children. Why? Because those mitigation measures offered no discernible benefit at all. In the end, it was age and obesity levels that kind of determined which states saw the highest death rates, not whether a state took certain mitigation measures like vaccine passports and keeping schools closed. So that brings me to another point on and another reason why Trump's attack makes no sense. It's the retirement capital of the country, Florida. It's an old state. They've got a lot of elderly folks in there. The number one pre-existing condition associated with COVID-19 deaths has always been age, old age. No amount of lockdowns or mask wearing were ever going to change that. And when you adjust for age, Florida has actually far outperformed New York in the realm of COVID mitigation. Despite those stats, though, Andrew Cuomo latched onto Trump's claim. The former governor in a post praised Trump for telling the truth while agreeing with the former president that his state did do a better job than Florida. Let me just put this out there. Governor Cuomo was an awful governor for New York. Remember now, he stuffed nursing homes full of COVID-19 positive patients, leading to deaths of tens of thousands of people that may have otherwise lived. He also kept his state locked down for the better part of 2 years, only to end up with a death rate that tracked with the factors that we had talked about earlier. He also instituted laughable, scientifically illiterate regime of vaccine passports. He kept schools closed, and he shut down businesses. There's no planet where Cuomo's response to COVID was better than DeSantis and the one he instituted in Florida. None. By the numbers, Florida did better when it came to COVID outcomes, but you also have to take into account the economic impact and the impact on children. In those categories, Florida also beat New York by a mile. Another thing that kind of is obscured here by Trump's citation of New York is that he was president of the United States when they occurred. I'm just saying. And again, I voted for Donald Trump twice. I have no problems admitting that. But there's some things that he's doing in this campaign that are just head-scratching. Remember now, he attacked Ron DeSantis for saying a six-week abortion ban is too harsh. That sounds like something the progressive left would say. So, citing death numbers at all, Donald Trump's opening himself up to the obvious attack from the left that he was in charge of the country in setting national COVID-19 policy when those deaths happened. Another problem with Trump's statement and assertion. I think it's an incredibly odd attack, and it lacks any real forethought. Why hand Joe Biden that kind of fodder in a possible general election matchup? I'm not following the strategy here. The biggest issue with Trump backing Cuomo at the expense of DeSantis is that it shows he doesn't take the suffering that happened through 2020 and 2021 very seriously. I mean, he's willing to praise a guy who instituted lockdowns for 2 years just for a cheap, false political attack. What other base principle is he willing to throw aside as well? It's a fair question to ask. Why wouldn't he recommend another regime of lockdowns if he thinks it will benefit him? Just thinking out loud here. And look, Donald Trump is, right now at least, the presumptive GOP nominee, and he may end up getting the nomination. And I'd like to be able to vote for him with confidence that he's going to do the right thing on policy. And to be honest, I don't have that confidence right now. And what happened with the nation's COVID response was not a game. It was terrible. It was horrible. And it can never be repeated. And Trump's fluidity on the issue is not good enough. Not from the former commander-in-chief. He was in office when it happened. When Cuomo was stuffing nursing homes full of sick elderly folks and eventually dying. Now, he did pass it down to the states. He didn't. That wasn't a national mandate. He let governors and state municipalities, local municipalities, decide the rules for COVID-19, the lockdowns, etc. But you praise the guy that locked his state down for 2 years. Just another odd, bizarre attack for Donald Trump. And it gets even worse when what we're going to talk about next is his attack on Kayleigh McEnany, his former press secretary, just for getting a little bit of a number wrong on polling data. 504-556-9696. You can join the program on our JPSO phone lines. Join the JPSO family. Go to jpsojobs.com to apply. JPSO is hiring patrol deputies, correctional officers, and dispatchers. We'll step away a little early here and come back on the Christian Garrick Show. Making radio great again right here on WGSO.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be. No glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better, make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress
where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
The blue-collar worker, the small-town American business, the backbone of this country. Patriot Crates, curated gift crates packed with handmade products, strictly from hand-picked and vetted family, veteran, minority, and women-owned businesses and true American artisans. All making their products right here in the U.S. for you. Celebrate the American worker with a truly unique gifting experience. Learn more at patriotcrates.com.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do it. Join me, DJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 998.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune into Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturday.
Destroying wokeness one conversation at a time. Welcome back to the Christian Garrick Show. Right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Straight to our JPSO phone lines for Roy in Marrero. Join the JPSO family. Go to JPSOjobs.com to apply. JPSO is hiring patrol deputies, correctional officers, and dispatchers. Roy in Marrero, thanks for calling the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Christian. I want to give you a little good news, maybe. Right now, they have South Korea is starting to be one. They want to be one of the weapons, major weapons seller or whatever, and they've teamed up with Poland, and they're going to be putting out tanks and anti-missile things, and so, I mean, around the world, what you see is what. People gearing up for a world war. That's what I see. But, you know, it's good when you sometimes see that we're doing all the stupid stuff in the United States with the people over here, and you got the rest of the world really taking the lead instead of us.
So. Well, it's troubling on many levels, Roy. I've talked about that plenty of times on this show, is that if this administration continues, and in particular if they were to win re-election, I think that we're on the brink of becoming a has-been superpower.
Well, that's what they want. They don't want a superpower. They want a new world government. And the bad thing is they'll never have it because you're not going to have people like in China or whatever go with your gay agenda. It's not going to happen. You're not going to have the Muslim world in with your gay agenda. It's not going to happen. You got to get off of it. In the Christian world, you shouldn't be having the gay agenda be the lead. This is a Christian world over here. Our Constitution is a Christian, and that's why they're putting all the Christians in jail. I mean, all those people that were there on January 6th, I guarantee you that every one of them will say that they're a Christian. But I can't say the same thing for Antifa or Black Lives Matter. I can't say they're Christian.
Black Lives Matter, we've chronicled on this show, is a Marxist organization. They're nearly broke. They're against everything that Christians stand for, in particular the traditional
Antifa
family.
Antifa is fascist. I don't know why they want to say they're anti-fascist. They're a fascist organization. You know, this country is getting fascist with this ESG and this DEI with the companies in league with the government. That's fascism.
I'm not going to push back on it, Roy. I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you.
I know there's nothing you could say, but I mean, you know, we got a choir out there, but we can't do anything because we'll wind up in the same gulags as the January 6th guys. All you could do is talk about it, and they're right now they're after radio. You know.
Well, they're after conservative-minded people.
Right. That's why they got the FBI going after the churches. What they don't realize is they have more people that believe in God and practice his ways outside of the church than they do in the church. And the reason being is because a lot of the churches have turned their back on God. They're in it for the money. You know.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, look at the attempts that we've seen. I mean, for example, I don't think Anheuser-Busch, Target, and others are necessarily in it for the money. I think that they're in it because they're radicals and they want to push a radical agenda. They think that their partners are not intending to do harm, and that's mind-blowing to me.
Well, all the corporations have been hiring from the colleges where they're teaching communism. And so the ones at the top are all going to be communists. You know, they're all good communists. But speaking of like the church, like I was saying, Jesus spoke there with the guy, says, should I give up all my money? And then he says, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. Give unto me that which is mine. Well, see, all the money back then had pictures of Caesar on it. That's what he was talking about. That money's not the money you're going to need in heaven. Okay, so you got to think of, well, if you're giving 10% and they don't want the money, what are you giving 10% of? You're giving 10% of your life, your faith, everything like that. That's why he says, help your neighbor, do all this kind of stuff. That's the 10% he wants you to give, not the money. He don't care. Tithing was not about the money. You know, Jesus went around supposedly with no money. He got to stay in all the people that believe their houses and all that. That's where they stayed. They didn't have a place for themselves. You know, people don't understand this stuff. Anyway, Christian, I'm glad I got to talk to you.
Roy, I want to ask you a question. Thanks for calling the show. First off, I want to ask you a question. So the House passed a bill giving police the power to tell you stay back while they're engaged in their job, and it passed the Senate out of the Senate Judiciary Committee and will go to the Senate floor for a vote. And this seems like a no-brainer. I don't know why this doesn't get passed, and folks might wonder, well, why do they need to have the power to tell you to stay back? Because things are chaotic on scenes with involving police, in particular if they're breaking up fights or if they're breaking up domestic disputes, or if they're just on calls in general where the general public might be nosy and want to get too close to the altercation or investigation that could hinder the investigation. This is a no-brainer. A lot of states have similar legislation. I hope this passes. Are you for this?
Are you talking about the bill for the raising of the debt ceiling or whatever?
No. I'm talking about a local bill here that allows police officers the power to tell you stay back while they're engaged in their jobs. While they're doing an investigation, it allows them to tell you.
Because
there's bystanders that are going to be curious. And, you know, these day and age, we got all these folks with cell phones that want to play gotcha with the police. And it's not going to stem that, but it's going to allow them to do their jobs without feeling threatened by other forces in the
thing about it is, Christian, is police, the name itself, means that they're enforcing policy. That's what police meant, to enforce the policy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the bad thing is, in some respects, they have a very, very, very small few police that were getting out of hand. And so all these people, it's not so much about one to gotcha. They got the courts on their side. All these courts... They went to the colleges that tell you that the police are bad. Police are bad. All the colleges are teaching communism, and it shouldn't be like that. The money, the colleges are getting money from the state. How come the state keeps on giving these colleges money when they
used to spend my nights out?
I'm up with my call. Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, Roy, thank
you.
All right, thanks for the phone call. All right, we'll step away and come back. When we return, the boycott Target tops iTunes chart and knocks off Taylor Swift from the number one song. We'll hear the song. Again, I'm not a big rap fan, but I like this one in particular because it calls out the Target for what they are. This is the Christian Garrick Show on WGSO.
Whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
North Shore Toyota, NorthShoreToyota.com, the fastest, easiest way to buy your next new Toyota or high-quality pre-owned. North Shore Toyota has a great selection of new Toyotas on the ground, online, with more arriving every day. Plus, every new Toyota is backed with our complimentary lifetime powertrain warranty. Shopping for a used car? North Shore Toyota is your go-to destination for a big selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Fast, friendly, always easy. North Shore Toyota, convenient from anywhere. I-12 and 190 in Covington.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Tune in at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for Herds Louisiana Live. Coming in hot, state government shenanigans, business, and more. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The statewide average for a gallon of regular gasoline is $3.13, $1.10 cheaper than the same time last year. AAA fuel analyst Don Redman says crude oil prices are under $70 a barrel and drivers should budget between $3.25 and $3.50 a gallon for the remainder of the summer.
But I think certainly for the short term, I think we could be looking at potentially $3 a gallon gasoline.
State-issued driver's license and ID cards could soon advertise the crisis lifeline of 988 that's available for people who are struggling with mental health, thanks to a Senate-approved bill. In 2021, Louisiana had more than 680 suicides. Karen Stubbs with the Office of Behavioral Health with the Louisiana Department of Health oversees 988.
24-hour, 7-day-a-week toll-free hotline with just three numbers, 988. It is free. It is confidential. It is available to everyone in Louisiana at any time they need it.
Senate Bill 34 heads to the House floor for final passage. LRN.
Hey, y'all. It's festival season. Here's what's on tap. June 2nd and 3rd, Walker Percy Weekend in St. Francisville. June 2nd through 4th, Guy's Balmange Festival, Bogalusa Balloon Festival, and Cajun Heritage Festival in La Rose, and June 3rd, Louisiana Peach Festival in Ruston. So make your plans to Laissez les bon temps rouler.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Plan your road trip at LouisianaIsATrip.com.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and...
Welcome back to the Christian Garrick Show, right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. To get in on the conversation, call Christian at 504-556-9696.
I'm back here on the Christian Garrick Show. Our JPSO phone lines are open at 504-556-9696. To join the JPSO family, go to JPSOjobs.com to apply. JPSO is hiring correctional officers, patrol deputies, and dispatchers. As a business owner, are you frustrated with the money you're wasting on advertising? Dan started his company because he was tired of seeing business owners waste advertising dollars. Dan knows it's a waste because you see your advertising as an expense, and Dan will show you how to make your advertising a profit center, not an expense. If you spend $10,000 to $20,000 a month on advertising, then you got to call Dan. Visit gottacalldan.com. Dan only works with one business in any given category. Find out if your category is still available. Call Dan Glaviano, 504-458-9113. Gotta call Dan, 504-458-9113. Or visit gottacalldan.com. Conservative rapper, I can't pronounce the first name, Forgiato, blows title boycott target. It is the number one song on Apple iTunes. It even knocked off Taylor Swift off the throne to ascend to the top of the charts. And again, I'm not a big rap fan at all. However, I like the message in this song, so I'm going to play a little bit of it. Try and listen to the message that is in the song. Again, I don't love rap music, but I think this is pretty good messaging. Patty, if we could play that song, please. Target song.
Target, target, yeah, they target kids. Target, target, yeah, they target and target, target, yeah, they target.
You know
kids.
The targets, they're wrong. Trying to play with the kids. It's the mayor of Megaville. I'm preaching again.
Mocking Target in general, just in how they're targeting kids with LGBTQ bathing suits, having men model their bathing suits. And the song takes aim at a retail brand for LGBTQ merchandise, including tuck-friendly offerings. And in case you weren't able to follow the song, we'll try to throw a link to it on my podcast page. I could transcribe it for you, but I'm going to sound like a knucklehead trying to read that. It sounds somewhat intelligent. The rapper filmed the music video inside a Target store, which I think is pretty creative. Target has lost over $9.3 billion in market value amid the backlash over its Pride merchandising plans. The declining value of Target, plummeting sales of Bud Light, and success of Blow's track prove where the country at large stands on the appropriation of gender. It's where they finally draw the line. And the rapper says, we're waking people up, letting them know that, hey, you don't just have to follow the crowd. You can stand on your own and be a leader, not a follower. Amen to that. Be a leader. He also says somebody has to stand up for the kids. Congratulations to him. If nothing else, he dethroned Taylor Swift. But, man, that is welcomed messaging to my ears. Right to our JPSO phone lines, we find John Swisher. Join the JPSO family. Go to JPSOjobs.com to apply. JPSO is hiring correctional officers, patrol deputies, and dispatchers. Hey, John.
Hey, good afternoon, Christian. Simplify. Thank you for your service.
Sure, Simplify. You bet. You're welcome.
Hey, I'm not a fan of rap music either, but I thought that song was awesome.
Yeah, I think the messaging of it is great. Targeting kids and boycott Target, and these are conservative. This is a conservative rapper, and again, I don't love rap music, but I like the messaging in that song.
Yep. And back to earlier comments about Kayleigh McEnany. President Trump stuck his neck out for her. I know Trump is brash. He says a lot of things sometimes that we question and all that. But you know what?
No. Wait, hold on. Back up, John.
I'm sorry.
It's not that he's brash. I can live with the brashness. It's some of the things that he says that just simply don't make any sense. I don't understand the strategy behind some of the attacks on Ron DeSantis. The six-week abortion ban sounded like he was coming from the left. He said that Ron DeSantis could have prevented Disney from becoming woke. Now this shot on Kayleigh McEnany, who was his former employee, for lack of better terms, And it's just not a good look, John, to attack your former employees. It's just not. It's not a smart thing to do.
I totally agree with you on that. But what gets me worried is the Democrats are licking their chops. And what I fear is Joe Biden walking into re-election with all this division.
Did we lose him?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. What'd you say? You were worried about Joe Biden doing what?
Walking right into re-election with all this division between the Republican Party.
Well, I don't think that is going to necessarily happen. He's not going to walk into re-election. I think that a couple of things are going to be at play here. And one in particular, they don't have some of the COVID rules, election rules that they can hide behind and stuff ballot boxes with anymore. Now, I think that if you really, if you're being honest with yourself, if you're a Democrat and you're honest with yourself, you see that this is a president that is cognitively declining before our very eyes. He's instituted policy after policy that has been a disaster, and they know that he faces a real threat to four more years, whether it be by Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis. I've said this before, and I believe this. I know there's some people out there that think Donald Trump can't beat Joe Biden because he didn't beat him the first time. Well, he was cheated out of that. Now, I do think Ron DeSantis
proves that.
Yeah, I think that Ron DeSantis would win in a landslide over Joe Biden. Because while I think Trump can win a general election against Joe Biden, I think it's much closer because he does energize the progressive left to get out and vote because they can't stand him in. They hate him that much that they will go out and vote opposed to maybe Ron DeSantis. But we're starting to see some of these attacks from the media ramp up on Ron DeSantis also. Once again, showing their true colors that they are another arm of the Democratic Party and another arm of the government, their extension of the government. But I think that, you know, Donald Trump needs to get back to focusing on policy. I know he's got to win the GOP primary and nominee, and that'll come if the votes are there. But I want to hear from candidates that are in the field right now, because it is open. Listen, just because you voted for Donald Trump twice doesn't mean you have to vote for him a third time. You're not beholden to him. Remember now, he was the guy that was put in office because he wasn't beholden to anyone, to any group. And just like we as American citizens, we're not we don't have to be 100% loyal to one in particular guy or gal that's in this race. I think it's important for us to hear from several of them about policy. Even if they don't win the nomination, there's still some good policy that could come out in these debates. And I think that, you know, that we really need to focus. The Donald Trump campaign and Ron DeSantis campaign needs to focus on what they're going to do to get us out of the disaster of this administration and their reign over the last 3 years, and there will be four at the end of it, what they're going to do to get America back on track.
That's one thing. Good thing about Donald Trump, he got us out of the Paris Climate Accord. He wanted to get us out of the United Nations, which is, I mean, he had all this resistance.
You know what's the greatest accomplishment of Donald Trump, John Swisher?
Yes, three conservative justices.
Yes, I've asked you that before.
Over 500 pro-life conservative judges, too.
Yeah.
That is a
point. That was his... I would say that's one of his most significant accomplishments in his 4 years when he was the president of the United States. He did a lot of other great things. And I'm not, John, don't get me wrong. I don't want to come off as, I completely am moving on. No way, Donald Trump. Look, if he gets the nominee, I'm voting for him, period. I'm voting for him. But I think Ron DeSantis is interesting. I think there are a lot of candidates in this field that are interesting. I don't think that they're necessarily ready to be the president. I think of the candidates that are currently declared, I think Ron DeSantis has a proven track record of Florida on how to govern and how to create policy. And I think he's the only one in that field aside from the former president that is ready to be the president of the United States. And what I am very intrigued by, again, is Ron DeSantis is practically my age, a little older than me. And by the time, if he were to win the GOP nomination and win the general election, he would be right around 49, 50 years old. when he got in office, which I think we need to focus more on as an electorate. We need younger politicians that are holding the secrets of the nuclear footballs, if you will, of our country, and are directing policy, both foreign and domestic.
Totally agree. I'd love to meet Donald Trump one day. I'm writing a song about him, and hopefully he'll hear it. And I'm an amateur musician, and I'm writing a song about it, about Jesus and Trump. Man, I tell you what, I hope, and it's gonna be a good rocking tune, and I hope he hears it. I'm gonna send a copy to him.
So, are you likening Donald Trump to Jesus?
No, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Trump is my president.
I got you. Okay.
But that's for another topic. But I tell you what, and I heard, and you was talking about advertisement earlier. People need to advertise on your show. They need to advertise on all the WGSO colleague shows.
Well, I appreciate the endorsement there. We've got quite a few sponsors of this show. We're always looking for more, and we welcome those that want to be a part of this show.
And Jeff Courier should run for parish president of Jefferson Parish.
Well, look, I'm not going to speak for Jeff Courier, as far as what his ambitions might be, but I know this. I share a lot of the same beliefs and ideals that he does. We're very much on the same page in how we align politically, I can tell you that.
Just about every colleague at WGSO is on the same page. They don't call me flaming conservative for nothing, because how I got my start. Remember the Right Chicks show about 3 years, 3 or 4 years ago?
I don't remember that, but
I was the alternative to flaming liberal.
Ah, I got you. I haven't heard from FL lately. I wonder where he is.
Getting you.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the case.
The only man that any
other man should fear is our Lord and Savior.
You got that
other
right.
Than that, you shouldn't fear him.
That's the only man I fear. I worship. He's first all the time. I may not be preaching them all night, but I sure believe I say my prayers every morning. If I don't, my day is shot. I got to have my conversation with God when I wake up, even before my breakfast.
There you go. Good on you. Good on you, John. Hey, I got to run, okay? Thanks for the phone call.
Okay, buddy.
All right, there goes John Swisher. Our JPSO phone lines are open at 504-556-9696 to join the JPSO family. Go to jpsojobs.com to apply. JPSO is hiring correctional officers, patrol deputies, and dispatchers. This is the Christian Garrick Show right here on WGSO, making radio great again.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grills, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
Protecting, serving, and caring about the people of Jefferson Parish, it's a job the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office takes seriously. Whether patrolling our streets, responding to citizens in need, or working behind the scenes to solve a case, the JPSO takes pride in keeping our parish safe. The JPSO is now hiring deputies, 911 dispatchers, and correctional officers. Make a difference in the community. Join the JPSO family. Visit jpsojobs.com today.
Hey, it's Christian on behalf of Revolution Coffee Company. Revolution Coffee Company is America's patriotic coffee. Revolution Coffee Company is veteran-owned and operated. We donate $1 from the sale of every bag of coffee sold to first responders and veteran organizations. Free shipping on all orders over $40. Revolution Coffee Company. Order online at revolutioncoffeecompany.com. Use promo code FREEDOM to get 12% off your order. Revolution Coffee Company. Hey, it's Christian. I know you like guns as much as I do, and I want to tell you about my friends at C&S Gun Parlor in Covington. C&S Gun Parlor offers new and used firearms, ammo equipment, optics, suppressors, and accessories. Check them out at cnsgunparlor.com or give them a call, 985-888-6866. That's 985-888-6866. Go check out their large and cool inventory at 360 Emerald Forest Boulevard, Suite I in Covington, located by Sonic and Walmart on 190. C&S Gun Parlor.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your
mind. It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
The Christian Garrick Show, where free speech is not just encouraged, it's defended. Call Christian at 504-556-9696.
As a business owner, are you frustrated with the money you're wasting on advertising? Dan started his company because he was tired of seeing business owners waste advertising dollars. Dan knows it's a waste because you see your advertising as an expense, and Dan will show you how to make your advertising a profit center, not an expense. If you spend $10,000 to $20,000 a month on advertising, then you got to call Dan. Visit gottacalldan.com. Dan only works with one business in any given category. Find out if your category is still available. Call Dan Glaviano, 504-458-9113. Gotta Call Dan, 504-458-9113, or visit gottacalldan.com. All right, back here on the Christian Garrick Show, our JPSO phone lines are open at 504-556-9696. ESPN will kick start its Pride Month celebration tomorrow by raising the rainbow flag on campus. They'll host a trans Pride flag raise on campus tomorrow as part of Pride Month. It comes as the company advocates for men to play in women's sports and refuses to support their very own Sam Ponder, who was called a bigot for supporting women only in women's sports. Novel concept, right? It's quite telling for a sports network to aggressively embrace transgenderism, given the grave consequences that the movement has levied across sports. Women's sports are under attack as males who call themselves females have impeded on their athletic competition. Females are now subject to competitors with innate biological advantages who might even shower with them, exposing their male body parts. Women's rights are under complete assault. One would think that a sports network would provide a robust look at the development. Instead, ESPN has celebrated the inclusion of male and female competition. And during Women's History Month, ESPN honored Leah Thomas, the avatar for women face in sports. Leah Thomas, the male, biological male swimmer. And the flag-raising event also follows the network refusing to support Sam Ponder after USA Today ran a hit piece on her for demanding only women play in women's sports. What a novel concept again. But yet, Sage Steele, a conservative at ESPN, came to Sam Ponder's defense, and it makes complete sense. But then again, we're dealing with normal versus crazy, right? As we heard from Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Leave it to ESPN, though, the worldwide woke leader. ESPN recently issued a statement denouncing some random Boston radio host for calling Golden Girl Mina Kimes a nip. Ponder received no such support from her bosses. ESPN has yet to cover an incident from last month in which a violent mob of trans activists attacked Riley Gaines, the foremost advocate for female sports. So ESPN has clearly showed their colors. So now sports fans will have to make a similar decision regarding ESPN, that of Bud Light or Target, a brand that most certainly prioritizes political messages over consumer interest. I quit ESPN about a year and a half, 2 years ago. The only time I watch ESPN is if there is a game on, a baseball or football game that I like. It's the only time I'm watching it. Their shows are garbage. Terrible shows. All it is dudes yelling over each other. That's it. But then again, that fits the narrative of the progressive left that think if they're the loudest person in the room, then they win the argument. Cajun Buccaneer, our final call of the day on our JPSO phone lines. Join the JPSO family. Go to jpsojobs.com to apply. JPSO is hiring correctional officers, patrol deputies, and dispatchers. Cajun Buccaneer, what's on your mind?
Yeah, listen, my message today is that we need to get out and vote for sure for president. And I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, even though I don't like some of the things he says. I certainly don't trust Ron to Satan tax, because he wants to raise a retirement age from 65 to 70 years of age. When they did that in France, I think it was, they tried to raise it from 62 to 64. It had riots out there. But also, we need to not only just get out and vote, we need to intercept and eliminate.
Well, I haven't seen here lately where DeSantis has advocated for that. He may have done that in the past. I think he learned his lesson. But anyway.
I hope so, because I think he'd make a great president except for that one thing. You know, and I'm not going to vote for him. And I can tell you right now, we need to intercept and eliminate.
If he wins the GOP nomination, you wouldn't vote for him?
No, I would vote for DeSantis. I sure would. You know, but I would definitely try to question him on his stance regarding retirement age for the elderly. But anyway, God
bless
people.
Come up.
And I need to go because I'm working. And I want us to stop all the voter fraud that we possibly can, and intercept all the voter fraud that we possibly can, and make sure that the right person gets in office. Y'all have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
All right, Cajun Buccaneer, thanks for the phone call. That's a wrap for the show. I want to thank Patty Burneman. She's at Master Control. You, the listening audience. Of course, my great sponsors. Thank you very, very much. I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I'm out.
You stay a boy. Girls are girls right from the start. If you were born a girl, you stay a girl and grow up to be a lady. Only girls can be the mummies. Only boys can be the daddies.
Hey,